David, tell me your topic and what you're going to talk about here.
Hey, Chuck, how are you? So I talk about the new rules of marketing and PR. I'm going to do that in the keynote session tomorrow. And then this afternoon I'm talking about the fear of social media. Fear. People are really sort of nervous about some of this stuff, you know? Like, what happens if somebody says something bad about us on a blog?
Right.
Or what happens if an employee, you know, does something that they're not supposed to do? Those sorts of things.
Well, I got over that fear a long time ago, about 5 years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I can say, these channels have driven our business almost. It's hard to even put an actual percentage on business generated by, but it's high. So at this point, you know, a blog isn't just some weird thing. People do understand that. What do you see as the things that people are most afraid of?
I think that what they're most afraid of is that they don't understand, and therefore they're fearful. And that's a natural human reaction. You know, if I'm scared of things I don't understand. We all are. So part of it is just getting an understanding of some of the tools to sort of eliminate a little bit of that fear. And then trusting people, both your employees and perhaps your agency partners who are helping you through it, becomes an important aspect of that as well. And you know, I think we're going through a communications revolution. I think we're going through a communications revolution not unlike when the telephone was first invented, or not unlike when the PC or email first came about. And when I remember, actually, because I was a young employee at the time when email first came out, and the company said, "Oh my God, that's scary. We can't give everybody an email address. What happens if they give away company secrets?" Well, I don't know any company now that won't give an email to people. So we're just going through that same kind of natural reaction, I think, with social media.
Can't we just have attorneys analyze it all and approve it before we do it?
I love lawyers. But lawyers have no business in social media.
Yeah.
I mean, lawyers, you know, they need to do their job. Mm-hmm. But this is a communications issue, not a legal issue. So what I recommend in terms of the legal staff is create a policy for employees to be able to engage using the tools of social media, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or blogging or whatever. So have the lawyers draft a policy that the company executives can approve, and then that policy allows people to do certain things under certain guidelines. You know, for example, you can't give away company secrets, you can't trade stock on inside information, those sorts of things, and then have at it. But the legal staff has no business getting in the middle of the stuff.
Because that, frankly, that's something that's going to make management and ownership and employees more comfortable with this, and maybe cut down on some of that fear.
Yeah, getting a policy in place is a really important aspect of that, of cutting down that fear. Because once that policy is in place, well, okay, great. You know, now everyone knows what the rules of the road are. You know, it's like imagine when automobiles were first invented, and then, you know, it took probably until the second automobile was out on the road before there was the potential for an accident, and then you had to figure out, you know, do we drive on the left or the right? You know, and I think that's what those policies allow us to do, is say, okay, here's what you're allowed to do, here's what we don't want you to do.
Just real quick, what's kind of like one nugget that you would like people to walk away with?
Again, I said it earlier, we're going through a revolution. And right now, people are going to the search engines to look for products and services that they're interested in. So if you're a business person, or if you're marketing a product, or you're marketing a service, or you're trying to get attention for your business, it's essential to realize that, number one, people are going to the search engines to find what you have to offer. And number two, they're asking their friends and their colleagues and their family members for advice. And frequently that advice is in the form of sending people to a URL, to a website. So the companies that aren't engaged are losing out. And they need to get engaged. And it's not as scary as it seems. So we can work through that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I think it's about time for your session here. And we'll be in the back maybe doing a few tweets while
Excellent.
That's going on.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.